Hello and welcome to Chump Change. Sunday, the 11th of August, 2019, and I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke from South Korea. How's it going?
Good, good.
You have a good week?
I have. What about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad.
Hot over there?
Yeah. So in South Korea, absolutely boiling in the summers. 38 degrees, 90% humidity. Not nice.
It is raining terrible here.
Mm. Yikes. Anyway, weather report over.
Right, should we kick it off with winners and losers over the previous week?
Sounds good. All right, so if you're new to this podcast, how we start every episode is with the winners and losers in terms of price action of the last week for the top 50 coins. So losers first, we have Egreta coin, which was in our winners last week. It's down 20%. Komodo down 18%, and then we have Icon down 15%. I was a big Icon fan.
Yeah, you were.
They're South Korean crypto, and I loved it.
But yeah, you did.
I rode it all the way up from $1 to $12, and then rode it all the way down to $1 and sold at the same price. So that was a mistake. Don't be emotionally attached to one.
Yeah.
All right, biggest winners then, we have in top 50. So we have OKB coin. Never heard of it.
No. Nope.
Up 10%. Then we have this is the same last week. Algorand. It's Algorand.
Let's just move on to the next one.
Yeah. Up 15%, and ODE. Oh no. Yeah, ODEM up 22%. Right. So ODM is kind of a YouTube cryptocurrency platform, or a want-to-be YouTube. We covered it before.
Mm.
Yeah. Bitcoin then for the week. Let me just get this up. Bitcoin is up 5% for the week. So yeah, not bad. Not bad. Nothing crazy, but it's still above 11K. So I think most people will be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, for sure. I want to talk a little bit about XRP.
XRP, contentious coin.
Yeah. So if people have not listened before, XRP was Luke and I would say, first cryptocurrency investment. I still hold that investment. Luke, you ditched that, right?
I ditched it. Again, too late, but I ditched it.
Well, there's a lot of conflicting buzz at the moment, right? So there's a guy called Poop Cannon, Magic Poop Cannon, sorry. Mm. And he's one of the top analysts on TradingView. So he's not a nobody at all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read out a review that he not a review well and a pattern trend analyst whatever that he's come up with. But since then, he's had a lot of people like unsure with his response. So he's then responded again. And then there's also another guy, Livercoin, which Luke and I are big fans of, who has something against that. But anyway, I'm just going to read out what he said for the first one. So so he said, this is on August the 3rd. So it's the 11th today, 2019, if you're for some reason listening to our podcast, years after we've become very successful because of it. So he says, fear not, XRP army. XRP has been in a massive uptrend channel its entire life. So many people out there in the crypto community have negative opinions towards XRP. But here's what it boils down to. Despite what you may think, cryptocurrencies aren't going to destroy governments and banks' monopoly on money. Banks and governments are going to adapt, and they're going to maintain control. I've said this so many times, and it's true. XRP is practically the only cryptocurrency which has been working with banks, regulators, and government officials since day one. Also, every day more and more banks are turning to Ripple and XRP. People say XRP is a banker's coin. So what? What is that money in your pocket? It's money that was created by banks. The notion that governments and banks are going to allow cryptocurrencies to totally destroy their control of money in the world is beyond unlikely. On the other hand, I think it's far more likely that they all merge into this space. They will adapt in a world where banks and governments adopt cryptocurrencies. Who is first in line? XRP. There's a reason why it is the third highest market cap in the space. There's a reason why it's held that spot like a boss, completely unchallenged. In my eyes, the fact that so many people hate XRP is one of the most attractive things about it right now. Everyone is so focused about the current price. They're glued to the price action. XRP isn't moving. Bitcoin went up, but not XRP. They're all so fixated on price because that's all they know. Probably a very small fraction of people in this space have the discipline to even do an hour of research a week, which is nothing. Yet the majority of those people are the ones who talk the most trash. I love Bitcoin. I really do. But how is that Lightning Network coming along? Oh, what? It sucks? Well, guess what? You can send BTC on the XRP ledger instantly. Oh, yeah. And you can avoid those hefty BTC fees, too. That's not even a sliver of the capability of XRP. I still own Bitcoin, but XRP is something very special. Technically, there's a real path to XRP prices, well over $100 and even $200, as you can see on the chart. He's linked to a chart here. What we need to watch for, though, is confirmation of support on the bottom of the channel. Sometimes later this year, if we see a big bounce there, it's game over. XRP is going to rip the naysayers' faces off as it warps space and time and blasts into another dimension. I'm the master of charts, the professor, the legend, the king, and I go by the name of Magic. Au revoir.
Nice ended.
Right? So after that, he got a bit of a backlash, really, of people not agreeing with him. As he probably mentions in there, you know, a lot of people are quite quick to talk trash.
Well, he made some really cool, really good points.
I agree with some of the points.
So as you mentioned, we both invested in XRP as our gateway into this crypto space. And yeah, I think those were the same reasons why I actually first chose XRP as my first purchase.
It was exactly the same for me. Yeah.
The only issue is that the banks and money lenders are not using XRapid, which is the XRP token. Instead, they're using the Ripple Ledger currently. So even though Ripple has a ton of clients, they're not using the XRP token. So people forget that. Mm. It doesn't mean they won't in the future, but yeah, currently they're not. I think $200 for an XRP token is outrageous, personally.
But. Well, exactly. But a lot of the things that you said there, he actually covers in his second response.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still long again, but hey, this is a podcast. This is for listening, right? So I'll read this out. So, hi friends, welcome to this update analysis on XRP. As you all know, everyone had mixed emotions about my last XRP analysis, which illustrated how there is a technical path for the price to rise north of $200. Based on a possible rally off the bottom of a massive uptrend channel, which could happen later this year, the majority of the comments expressed that objection, cited the market cap and how the XRP market cap could never reach into trillions, which it would need to produce such a high market price. However, I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding out there regarding the very unique capability for XRP to reach highs that seem unattainable. Here's how it can work in a nutshell. XRP is designed to revolutionize cross-border payments around the world by working as a vehicle that banks can utilize to move funds instantly and effortlessly to and from any place on the earth. Many people say that banks don't use XRP and that they don't need to use it and that they'll just create their own coin like JPM coin. But while they are valid arguments, those assessments are flawed. In fact, there are dozens of banks that are already using XRP and there are hundreds that are looking at the potential of XRP and Ripple at this very moment. The growth of Ripple as a company and the growth of their client base is absolutely undeniable. Anybody who does even a few minutes of research can discover these facts. The point is that if Ripple can continue to grow, which right now there's absolutely no reason to believe that they won't, and their client base continues to expand, which it is, so too will the adoption of XRP, which is also happening. So that brings me to market cap. As banks adopt XRP as a vehicle to expedite their competitive nature, regarding global cross-border transactions, the use of XRP will also rise. What you have to realize is that banks move hundreds of trillions in capital worldwide, hundreds of trillions. So for XRP to reach $220 with a roughly 43 billion coin supply, that would equal a market cap of approximately 9.5 trillion. So if we go back to the hundreds of trillions of capital that banks move around the world, 9.5 trillion of mostly bank-possessed funds is not as far-fetched as you may think. Obviously, this would require Ripple's XRP to develop into a globally adopted investment vehicle. And in my opinion, the fundamentals are incredibly positive for that to become a reality. As for Bitcoin, I do believe that XRP could eventually have a multi-million dollar valuation. At the current spread of XRP to BTC, it's about 276 Satoshis. So if that spread was maintained and we have Bitcoin value at 8 million, XRP would be worth 220. That's a lot. That would require BTC's market cap to be 144 trillion, which is definitely a stretch. But these figures may not come for a decade or more. The global money supply is consistently growing as central banks print trillions and trillions into existence. So if major crypto adoption is taking place in a decade or so, those multi-trillion dollar valuations could certainly be a reality. Now, back to Earth. Today, we have a more grounded and realistic look at XRP. After all, we are just trying to retake $1, right? So looking at the daily chart, you can see that XRP is being squeezed, the bottom triangle in and falling EMA ribbon. Price is starting to move up into the ribbon. After recently holding the bottom of the triangle as support, the black line in the EMA ribbon is in the daily 50 EMA. Just above that, I have a green moving average. What I'll do, I'll link you guys to this chart so you can kind of see what I'm talking about, which is 200 EMA. So you can see there's a boatload of resistance above the current price. However, XRP has had several explosive rips in the past year, as you can see from the chart. If we get another one of those explosive rips, XRP could suddenly find himself above all that major resistance. In other words, the resistance is very clustered right now, and it wouldn't take much for XRP to break above it all.
I had an explosive mixed rip this morning.
Mixed in with all of that EMA resistance is also the most important structure on this chart, which is the top of the blue triangle. This is where the real battle is. And it's right in the middle of the cluster of the EMA resistance. So if XRP can get higher than this tight cluster of resistance, we could see a quick run towards 50 cents. And that's what I'm looking for in the short term, because if that sort of movement plays out, it could complete the right shoulder of a massive inverted head and shoulders pattern on the chart, which is outlined in pink dashes on this chart. Obviously, this is yet to be seen, but if XRP can quickly charge above this cluster of resistance, it would greatly increase the probability of XRP printing an inverted head and shoulders pattern. $220 is possible. For now, let's keep our eyes set on $1. Hashtag poop loves you.
So, can I check? Did he say Bitcoin's going to be 8 million?
No, he was using that as a figure, but he was saying that he believes it will have a multi-million dollar valuation.
Bitcoin. And then yeah. XRP will have it based on that around a $200.
So you're saying based on the fact that if Bitcoin went to 8 million, yeah, and it was that current and it stayed the same as what it is now of 276 Satoshis.
Yes. I see.
It would be worth $220, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, yes, I mean, he obviously has thought it through quite carefully, because he obviously expressed his viewpoint very well. But those numbers are humongous.
They're crazy.
So I mean, his time frame is huge too. Probably decades, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's good speculation, I suppose.
Yeah. So there is some positivity in there, I think, where like he's trying to identify a head and inverted head and shoulders pattern, which is like a big move in chart, in TA. Mm. So maybe we'll just hope. Hope that happens. But anyway, do you want to just cover what Livercoin was saying about it?
He didn't write anything as long as that, just in a tweet. But
No, I know that was a bit long, but I think it's worth chatting about, because I think he makes some valid
totally.
Points.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Livercoin just tweeted a few things. So basically, he has the opposite opinion. He thinks XRP is going to lose a lot of value in the short term. He doesn't express any long-term goals or anything about XRP, but in the short term, he thinks it's going to lose around 30% of its BTC value in the short term. And he actually, by the way, Livercoin, at Livercoin on Twitter, a really good kind of open, honest trader you can check out. Someone we trust. He's not always right, but that's fine. Anyway, he thinks it's going to go down to 1,800 satoshis, so about 30% lower than it currently is.
Yeah. So use that information as you wish, but financial advice.
Yeah, right. XRP is really a funny one, because I think the XRP army, the kind of the people that are pro XRP, are just so dogmatic in their approach of discussions about it.
Nice word.
Yeah, it's so annoying, because people don't even, it's like a religion for them. It's like XRP, the standard, XRP, the standard. And if anyone says anything critical, they just like in their, in their hundreds, just attack them. Like Livercoin on this tweet has got like 100 replies from XRP. That just kind of.
So very, very similar in the Monero community. So when we were doing coin reviews, so I like to kind of jump into the Telegram communities and the Discord communities and kind of have a chat with people and see what they think and all that. And I'm a big fan of Monero. I have quite a large stack of Monero. And I thought, this is great. I'll go in, I'll chat to them like what I think and see if there's any negatives that they think or whatever. And people were just getting bullied in there. Like, honestly. And like, when I was mentioning, that the price is not so great at the moment compared to where it's been, they were just getting so upset. They were throwing their toys around.
If anyone is like that, unable to think critically about their own investments, then they're too emotionally attached.
Yeah.
So it's like a football, it seems to me like a football team. Like they support their football team no matter what, because it's kind of funny and trivial and not important. But with your investments, you shouldn't be like that. You should be ready to cut loose whenever, time is right.
Exactly. Yeah. So be patient with your winning trades and be super impatient with losing trades.
All right. I have a piece of news. So as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Binance is closing its current website to US traders, but it is open in a binance.us, which I think will have a lot more regulations on it and probably and a more tax information for the authorities to find out.
Spied on.
But anyway, so that's huge news, because Binance is the biggest exchange and it's losing the richest country. But binance.us just announced the tokens that's going to be available on that platform, and they're only going to be only 30, so a lot less than the the real Binance. I won't read them all. I'll read a couple of big ones. So you have Bitcoin, you have Ravencoin, Mana, Waves, XRP, is Ethereum, BNB,
that's
obviously ADA.
Interesting. They're putting Raven.
Yeah, quite a few stable coins. VET. They don't have Ethereum. Interesting.
Really? What?
They don't have Ethereum. Oh, they do. I lie. They do. Right at the bottom corner. Anyway, yes, they have Ethereum. But yeah, so definitely check that out. It's all, you can find the list on Cointelegraph. Yeah, could be interesting because if, you know, if Binance.com is losing, I can say around 50% of its users, and they move into Binance.us, if you are holding coins that are not on the .us website, that might not be good for your trades. So keep an eye on that. Is interesting.
Yeah. I wonder what impact.
Yeah, I think you'll have a huge impact. Well, you should check your coins. Make sure they're on the Binance.us. Mm. Yeah. So that's going to happen in September. So a month.
Yeah. Oh wow. So it's
pretty soon. Yes. Then. Yes.
All right. Anything else, or are we going to
That's it for me today. That's it.
Yeah, I don't have a... one thing I was going to talk about, actually, is Dent. So have you ever looked into Dent?
No, not really.
No. Do you know what it is? So it's like a...
Dentist coin? There's a dentist one, too.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
What's that, like 230?
Hey.
It's basically like a mobile data that you can exchange with people, and you can kind of, I don't 100% know what it is, but it's meant to cover a lot of stuff. So like payments for like calls and internet and stuff like that. So you can kind of just use the token for that. But I did see a rumor that, it might have been mocked up and fake, but Facebook's Libra coin. Accepting Dent as a payment for it. And the only reason why I'm talking about this is I looked at the chart. So I was just scanning through a little bit, just trying to see what's low at the moment. And Dent is extremely low. So I'm looking, just pulling up the chart now. It's at four Satoshi.
A terrible, terrible year.
Four Satoshis, right? So I was looking at this from like a trading kind of thing. So four Satoshis, imagine from four, it went up to five. That's 25% profit.
Yeah.
Moving one Satoshi.
What if it went down one Satoshi?
So 20, you'd lose 25. Yeah. Do you know how math works?
If you thought about that.
Actually, no, I was wrong as well, because if it went from four to three, it would be more.
I didn't.
Right? Because...
You put in my arithmetic on the spot. It would be
exactly the same. but, okay, so if we have a look at, like, Dent's, like, all-time high, coin market cap shows you this. Stuff, right?
All-time high was in dollars 8 cents. Yes, the Satoshi value was, hold on, it's very fiddly, around 601. Yes, so a huge decline to four.
Right?
Is the project still alive? Is it
so?
Sure about that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, especially with this talks of Libra getting involved. Anyway, so the percentage increase from basically four, which is at now, to 601, would be 14,925%.
Imagine you bought Dent at that price.
Crippling. That'd be insane. So just to do another little bit of maths. So if we took that percentage increase, I'm taking...
Looking on their Twitter, they seem to be quite active, so must still be around doing stuff. And so might not be a bad idea.
I mean, none of this is financial advice. It's probably this is based on nothing. This is just looking at the numbers here and thinking, is it worth it? Might Possibly. Be worth the risk, right? For again, not financial advice, but if you bought enough that you didn't care if that you lost it, making 25% flip for just moving one is amazing. Yeah, exactly. And imagine that it moved 2 or 3 or 4 or 601. Then that is crazy. And just to say as well, that's 604 to 601. That's 601 in US dollar value, right?
8 cents.
11 pence, was it? 11 cents, sorry.
Yeah.
8 cents. Eight. So that's not gonna cost you that much really. But
let us know how it goes next week.
I'm gonna give it a go. So I guess we'll every week we'll say how much I've lost or how much I've won. Yeah. How much is it denting my portfolio?
By the way, the dentist coin is called dental coin.
That's Okay. That's clearly for tax avoidance, isn't it? For like in the dentist community. They make enough money.
Yeah, cool. All right, guys.
Anyway, should we leave it at that for this week? Awesome. All right. See you until next time. Bye.
Dental.
So strange.